This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly out of New Orleans, Louisiana, until a storm, Hurricane Katrina, came along and washed us out. Now we're in Walker, Louisiana, about an hour from New Orleans, and we have a new chapel, a new bookstore, and we're going on. The Lord blessing the broadcast. They're going out all over this nation and in parts of the world, over there in Northern Ireland and other places there. And I wish you'd write and get a log of all our broadcasts. If you're not, go there on your computer and look up radiomissions.org, and you can tell a lot about the Old Trailblazer and the other messages that we have. And then you can hear streaming on sermon audio, Pastor Shelton's messages, the Old Trailblazer messages. And then write me, and I'll be glad to send you more information and let you know a little bit about Radio Missions. We have a package put together. What is Radio Mission? And I have a picture there of the Old Trailblazer on the website. Maybe you'd like to see that, see what I look like. Folks tell me, oh, you don't sound nothing like you look, Trailblazer. Well, I can't help that. I'm just an old country boy raised down here in South Louisiana on a strawberry patch. And the Lord called me, saved me, gave me grace to stand here, sit here behind this microphone, and bring the truth. Bring you God's word as it is to men as they are. And the Lord is blessing it. We're getting email and correspondence now from all over America. And folks are saying, Pastor, go on. I like your preaching. You tell it like it is. You don't compromise with the world. And that blesses my heart. So if you're hearing the message, first of all, pray for me. Then holler over the back fence to tell the folks the Old Trailblazer is on. And then sit down and write me. If you do that, I appreciate it. Now, we're looking at first there, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and every creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. That was the words of our God. Now, God spoke that a long time before it was ever recorded, like it is here. Moses recorded. God spoke it back there. And how did Moses get it? Two ways. It was handed down, mouth to mouth, and then by revelation. Now, let me tell you something, friend. You who hear the Old Trailblazer, I believe that most of you know, I'm just as honest with you as I can get. Just as honest as I know how to get. I'm not a educated man. You know all of that already. And I hardly can put one foot in front of the other. And I wish we could get over to you one thing. When we talk about the Bible being verbally inspired, I mean this. The Bible is verbally inspired. And it is not taught, it's not a thought inspiration, which is generally held by the masses of Christendom today, that the Holy Spirit gave men the thought, and then they expressed it. Now what, my friend? The Holy Spirit came upon the writers that wrote the Bible, and they recorded exactly what he dictated to them. Listen now. Oh, my friend, listen. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. It came by revelation, by revelation. Now, how did Jude know all about what he wrote in the book of Jude about Enoch? We have no record in history where there's a lot of it. It came to him by revelation. How are you saved? By revelation. If you ever get saved, it'll be by revelation. The Holy Spirit revealing Christ to your heart through the Word. That's the reason I tell you, search the Word. Search God's Word. And the word came unto Noah, saying, I'm just going slowly with these verses and repeating myself sometime. But my friend, I'm not in a hurry. You in a hurry? No, I'm not in a hurry. All of these messages are on CDs. And if you'd like to have them in your home where you can rehear them, you write me. And I'll quote you a price on the whole set. But listen, and the word came unto Noah, saying, 120 years I'm going to destroy this earth. What a shock. What a shock. I don't care what the scientists say. I don't care what you find in the schools. You may say, I'm just theistic evolutionist. Listen. Well, go to hell for your trouble. I believe that God spoke the worlds into existence, and I believe by faith. That's the worlds that were framed out of that which does not exist. That's right. You know, we talk about, folks do about the Big Bang Theory. Well, if it was a Big Bang, who lit this fuse to the Big Bang? They won't talk with you about that. No, but listen, God created matter, and that's the Bible. That's God's Word, and I believe it. I know it's so. And God spoke to Noah and said, 120 years, I'm going to destroy this whole world. Old Noah knew when the floods were coming because the Lord had told him. And all of that time, he was building on the ark, building on the ark, building on the ark. And I would imagine, my own little bit of knowledge that I have, I'm sure that there were folks that he engaged in helping him with the ark. Don't you imagine? He had those three boys. But listen, what effect did that have on Noah? The same effect it has on any sinner that the Lord speak to. He feared God. Oh, my friend, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, according to Proverbs 9:10. Go there and read that. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. No sinner ever fears God apart from the Holy Spirit. There are some of you that have never feared God out there in my radio audience. How God speaks to men today, he takes this word that I hold in my hand, the Holy Bible, the old King James Version that has not been watered down and strangled and poured out and rewritten. And a man told me last week that some publishing house now was publishing a Bible for homosexuals, a homosexual Bible. Oh, my friend, don't that make you want to cry? Listen. He takes this word. He takes it by the Holy Spirit, takes it home to your heart, and that's the way the Lord speaks to you. Oh, listen. And folks say, well, I heard his voice. I heard this. I heard that. No. I heard his voice. It was an audible voice. Well, that's the devil. I told you about that in our last study. If you hear a voice, that's the devil. Any of these things, signs and things that you hear, they're all of the devil. God doesn't speak to you like that. Satan can do all of those things except give life. Satan can do anything that the Lord can do except give life. He can't give life. He can give you a vision or dream or give you a good feeling, all of those things. But listen, folks have told me, well, I was looking out the window and I saw a red bird in the bush and I heard the Lord say this. No, you just lost as hell. Then I've had preachers tell me, well, I saw a light and I thought God called me to preach. God never does that. No, that's Satan. God spoke to Noah. Whether it was audible or whether there was a deep conviction in his heart makes no difference in the world, my friend. Noah knew God spoke to him. And I'll tell you one thing, sinner. If God ever carries his word home to your heart, you'll know it. Nobody will have to tell you anything about it. You won't have to run to the preacher, run to the pastor. No, sir. Nobody will ever have to tell you about it. And you, when God carries that word home to your heart, speaks to your heart, it won't be an audible voice because he takes his word, his written word. He takes it and carries it home to your heart. And when he does, listen. Now, what's happened? You get off in the corner somewhere and say, now, what's happened to me? What's happened to me? What's taking place in my heart? You start reflecting within. You go to looking. And there's a warning, a danger signal given to you. And there's a fear of God has fallen upon you, that fear of God. And God begins to deal with that heart and open it up. Oh, listen, and folks say, what's the matter? What's the matter? What's going on? Oh, nothing. Nothing going on. Yeah, here, there, and yonder. Nothing's happened. But something's happened. The Lord has spoken to you through his word. The fear of God rests upon you, and you can't get away from it. The fear of God rests there. And so when God spoke to Noah, the fear of God fell on him. And what did he see? He saw everything under judgment, just like you see. When the Lord begins to deal with a heart, the natural heart, been walking in his will all his life, doing what he chose to do, running, ripping, doing other things. But when the Lord opens that heart, we call it, plunges that dagger into that heart that he can't pull out, what happens? What happened? You see everything under judgment. You say, well, if I'm not saved, who in the world is saved? Oh, my friend, you see yourself under judgment. Listen, heretofore you walk so precisely. You walk so peaceably. You walk leisurely, a heart happy. You've gone on the pursuit of your studies, your plans, your work, whatever you're doing, no matter what it is. But the fear of God now has fallen upon you. And listen, something's happened. God has carried the word home to your heart, and that's the whole thing. Your whole inward being is undergoing a change, a stand in fear. The trouble, you're troubled. Listen, there's no fear of God on the people today. We don't have fear. No, we don't have any fear. There's no reverence. No, reverence with fear. It says, move with fear. What did he do? Prepare the ark. Prepare the ark. You know, when God moves your heart with fear, what do? You begin to seek the Lord. You begin to search his word. You begin to look for a way out, don't you? Lord, I'm lost. Lord, I'm lost. Save me, Lord. Show me what to do, Lord. Oh, my friend, it's a trying time. I tell folks often that salvation is not a simple thing. It's an awesome thing. But you begin to seek the Lord. You begin to confess your sins, not to the Pope, not to the priest, not to your mom and papa, to the pastor. No, pastor don't want to hear your sins, but you confess them to the Lord. You go off behind the barn out there somewhere, maybe down on the levee or somewhere else, and just get quiet out there in the park somewhere on the bench and confess all of that stuff to the Lord. And you know what? He'll save you. You know what the Lord do when you come to him confessing your sin? Lord, save me. You know what he'll do? He'll save you. He'll save you. He gives you grace. He gives you grace. And we're going to talk about that a little later on. He gives you grace to believe him, and faith to trust him, and courage to come on to him. And he says, come unto me now, and I'll give you rest. All of those precious, precious invitations, I wish you'd take your Bible and look them up, where it says, come. Come now, let us reason together. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden. And all of those precious verses, so many of them, I can't name all of them, of course. But if you would, search the word. Lord, show me your promise. Lord, show me. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Those are comforting things. Right now, under conviction, you feel like you're the worst thing in the world. And how in the world can the Lord comfort you? He comforts you with his word. He gives you grace to trust him, faith to believe him. And is it going to be a perfect life? No. Folks tell me, well, I'm a lot of times I'm thinking I'm not saved. Well, a lot of times you're going to think you're not saved when Satan harasses you. But you know what? He cannot take your salvation away. He might make you fearful. Oh, yes, you'll be fearful. But my friend, you can trust the Lord. That's what I tell folks. My friend and my, we talk to each other. We're clinging. We're just clinging to the Lord. Oh, we're clinging. How you doing, brother? We're clinging. We're clinging like a vine clinging to a stump. And my friend, that's all we can do. Look to the Lord day by day. And then you think about the old trailblazer. I'm just an old kook. That's right. Folks call me that. But I just believe that the Lord loves to save sinners. If you come to him, ask him to break your stubborn will and make you his child. And he says, come on. How do you get saved? Washes you in the blood. In his blood. Precious blood of Christ. And remember the old trailblazer. Write me and hit me with the broadcast if you will. And remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.